Welcome to the first podcast of 2008 for the N4G Network. January 7th?
Something like that.
January 7th, 2008.
It's 7-ish.
I thought you said it was 7-inch. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. Moving on.
We should probably just sweep that one under
the rug. Last week it was a vomit joke.
Yeah. So last week we started out with the vomit joke. This week we got the dick joke. I think we're pretty well covered.
Yeah. I think we're good. All right, well, let's move on.
Seven inches is about right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Is not on this podcast.
No.
We're going to move on.
He is not a fan.
Or should I say seven-ish?
Seven-ish.
Wow.
He's being modest.
Can we
get away from this.
Can we scoot past all of this uncomfortableness?
Nothing straight in the New Year like a dick
joke. Can we scoot past Gambus Khan discussing the size of his genitals?
Can we inch away from this conversation? Oh, my God.
All right, in the studio, we have the traditional trio of terror. We have Gambus Khan, as you know. All 7 inches of him are here.
Christ.
We have the wombat, Ryan Wombold.
What's up?
And then some guy that we thought died and fell into a cave. We have a special guest, Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
Is that it?
Who has made his way back to the N4G podcast studio, only to be stuck with the shitty robot headset.
Yeah, you gotta piece it together.
It transforms, I thought.
Yeah,
you.
It's like Voltron.
It's awful. Like Voltron. It's awesome.
It's the vehicle Voltron.
You just ruined my day.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to start off with...
You mean the dick joke didn't ruin your day already?
I thought we were moving past that. I thought we were above that joke by this point.
Dude, you should know better than that. People looking for a highbrow gaming podcast should probably just skip right on over this one.
Yeah.
I'm sure they already did.
Probably. All right. We'll start off with fondling your console and... We'll start off with a special guest.
Is that my nickname?
Yeah, your nickname is just going to be the special guest.
Well, not much. Let's see. Rambo 6.
You should probably talk louder.
Jesus Christ.
That microphone is going to punch you in the face.
What, do I have to swallow it?
All 7 inches of it.
Way to move on. Crap. No, I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about what you've been playing.
I keep thinking about 7 inches of... Oh, God.
Wow. Is a 7-inch joke going to haunt us for the entire podcast?
Way to go, Jason.
There, it's,
way to go.
It's just waiting in the corner.
Hey, my name's not Jason.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah, we killed that train a long time ago with the no real names thing. That got derailed about episode 20.
I believe we're almost at 50.
I know, it's crazy.
Should we do a party?
We should. We should throw a party for the 50th
anniversary
episode.
It's only 50 seconds long.
I'm sure a lot of people would enjoy that.
Probably. It's not an alien.
Shit.
So, what games have you been playing? Killer Wolverine?
Jason trying to get it back on track. So, how about you tell us about the games you've been playing, motherfucker, since that's the whole point of this segment.
I don't know. Given some circumstances, I have to bust out some old stuff. Rambo 6. Rock Band.
Rock Band.
Guitar Hero 3.
Nice, solid.
Not Halo 3. What else? I don't really remember.
I don't know.
Fear.
Fear?
Fear. Finally got that back from...
People.
The dark one. Seen it. Thank you. Seen it. And Assault Heroes.
And Assault Heroes.
Assault Heroes.
Finally play that on.
You like that quiet little girl in the corner that won't talk. You're like, I played Assault
Heroes. Well, this microphone
Assault
is going to eat my face off. Well,
it's not going to eat your face
off.
I
played Barbie Horse Adventures.
and I played pets, hamsters, and babies. Extreme babies.
And I played Silent Hill 4 The Room.
Does that pretty much wrap it up?
Sure.
Okay. We'll move on to you, Mr. Gambus Khan. What have you been playing this week?
Well, on the 360, I played Rock Band.
The New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, yes. The New Year's Eve party. It was so good that I lost my voice the very next day, and I'm still trying to reclaim it.
I wanted to videotape this and put it up on the web so bad of him playing Don't Fear the Reaper when he was singing.
Yeah, it's like a different rendition of the song.
It definitely is.
You would never think of the song the same, quite the same again.
Well, the rest of the band just kept messing up because they were laughing at you.
Yeah, yeah, it was quite the spectacle, I must say. I have to say. But
that's a joke that you don't get. So yeah, continue.
Okay.
Damn. I'm gonna turn in my corner.
The other 360 game I played was Contra.
Nice.
Xbox Live Arcade. And I have come to the realization that the gameplay mechanic of Arcade Contra is not as good as NES Contra. Because even though NES Contra, the graphics don't look as good as the arcade, they perfected the gameplay mechanic. And a lot of this has to do with the,
just puke in the middle of his conversation.
I tried to move the microphone.
Man, just
Gambus is over here telling us about what he played this week, and you're over there puking.
Yeah, you're puking, man. Just puking in the basket over there, man. But I'm losing my voice again. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay.
This podcast isn't going to win any awards.
Yeah. This is not going to win the... Well, anyway. The mechanic that screws with the arcade version is the bullets from the enemies. You can get hit by them without even actually touching them. It's got collision detection problems. Whereas the original NES version it's perfected. The gameplay is a lot smoother. And, that was on my 360 gaming this week. And the other gaming I've been doing is on the Nintendo Wii.
Wii!
And I must say, Super Mario Galaxy...
Wii!
...deserved to win 07 Game of the Year.
Well, I'm sure glad you think so, because we gave it to it, whether it deserved it or not.
We just made that up. We tossed a coin.
The more I play the game, the more I am graced by its brilliance of gameplay perfection.
It ain't no DuckTales.
Woo!
That did not apply here. But anyway...
You've been saving that joke.
I've been saving it.
But anyway, also played some virtual console games. I downloaded Super Metroid, one of my favorite games of all time. If you got a Wii and you like platformers, you like Metroid, and you've never played Super Metroid, then...
Shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you, and go out there and get Super Metroid because it's freaking amazing. It's so amazing, in fact, that when Castlevania Symphony of the Night came out for PlayStation, when it first was released and I first started playing it, I was like, dude, this is like a ripoff of Super Metroid. Until I realized, it was own brilliance, but Super Metroid is freaking awesome. You have to get it.
You do. It's kind of expensive though. Still, if you find it, like if you get lucky and find it used somewhere on Super Nintendo, it's still probably going to run you at least $20.
Yeah.
It's kind of I don't want to say it's collectible, but it's sought after.
So. Oh, I still have it for my SNES. I got it in its original.
Me too.
Cardboard box and instruction manual.
I just have the cartridge.
Yeah,
I don't have cartridges boxes too. For my 64 games.
The only, you know what's funny? The only box I have for my Super Nintendo games is Gradius 3. That's the only box I have.
Oh, Gradius 3?
I have a few
classic
boxes, but not very many.
So, but out of the like 30-plus games I have for Super Nintendo, all of the boxes are gone.
And let me see. Also, another virtual console game that I downloaded and played was the original Kirby's Adventure for the original Nintendo. Because I was, you know, I'm stoked about freaking Smash Brothers Brawl coming out for the Wii. And I'm like, you know what? I'd like to give the original Kirby a try. So I downloaded it, and it's not bad. It's pretty good, but it's no DuckTales.
There you go.
There you go.
It's no DuckTales.
Woo.
Woo.
Because that game was awesome. Capcom, DuckTales, winning combination.
They should make a DuckTales 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Never mind.
Well, they did make DuckTales for the Game Boy Color. I mean, not Color, but the original Game Boy.
Yep.
And sure it did. Was very similar, but it had different stage layouts.
Did it have a minecart level?
I think it did.
Okay, then it's complete. The circle is now complete.
It's really awesome. And the other
Most of our listeners probably don't even know what the fuck DuckTales
is. Yeah, they have no idea. Hopefully a good amount of them. DuckTales was an awesome cartoon. We'll give a little DuckTales history. DuckTales was an amazing cartoon that followed the exploits of Scrooge McDuck.
And his three nephews.
Millionaire uncle of Donald Duck.
Yeah.
And his three nephews, Huey, Dewey.
And Louie.
And Louie. And a very, very, very good game was made out of it by Capcom on the original NES.
Oh, yeah.
There's your little DuckTales history lesson. Join us next week when we discuss Tailspin.
And Chippendale's Rescue
and Chippendale's
Rangers.
Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. Okay, the other game that I downloaded and played, which was pretty sweet, was Galaga 90 for the TurboGrafx-16.
Nice.
Because I
was
love...
Bonk in it?
No, Bonk's not in it.
Yes.
I bring the joke back from 2008.
But, yeah, it's really good. I love Galaga, and it's basically Galaga, but with new enemies, and the enemies come at you in different patterns, and the music's a little bit different, and it's really cool. Dude, I gotta discuss something, man. When you mentioned Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, the video game, dude, I got a story for you.
There's an awful lot of Disney on a podcast that started out with a 7-inch dick joke.
It's about to get worse. Maybe not worse, but it's about to get weird. Okay.
It's about to get funky.
I remember I was, I bought Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. Well, I didn't buy it because I was like 8 years old or something like that.
You didn't have a job when you were eight?
No.
What kind of family life did you lead?
Sheltered. But anyway,
that was quick.
But I got Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, and my NES was over at my grandma's house at the time, and my grandma asked me what game I got, and I said, Chippendale's Rescue Rangers. And my grandmother was like, oh my God, that's so terrible. You got a video game based on the Chippendale dancers? And I was like, no, this is the Disney cartoon. And she was like, let me see that box. Let me see that box. And I showed her the box, and she was like, oh. She literally thought that I was playing a video game based on the Chippendale's dancers.
You should have showed her Custer's Revenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, man, that was weak. But anyway, I'm getting all choked up here. The last game that I played...
Speaking of Chippendales.
Dude!
So okay. What happens when you come back?
It's not 7 inches anymore.
Wow. Continue on with your games, Jason. I'm sorry.
The last game I played for the Wii was Geometry Wars Galaxies.
Did you buy that?
Yeah, I actually bought it because I heard a lot...
You paid $40 for a $5 game?
Dude, it's worth it. It's fantastic.
Do you realize it's like 1,000% markup?
No. It's really, really good.
That was very Bill Lumberg of you.
Dude, it's got dozens of different stages, right? It's got tons of unlockables. It's got a drone that follows your main character around when you're playing the game, and it actually levels up like in an RPG. So it's got an RPG mechanic, and it's got unlockable stages, and it's amazing. It's really good. It makes Retro Evolved, it makes it look like a demo, like a one-stage demo of the full game. And the full game is Galaxies.
Well, as long as you enjoy it. I just couldn't bring myself to pay $40 for something I paid $5 for.
No, I paid $10 for it back in the day.
What, for Geometry Wars?
Yeah, Retro Evolved. It was $10 when I bought it.
Wow, it was only $5 when I bought it. It was 400 points.
I paid $800 for it.
Oh, you got ripped, dog.
Yeah, no.
So is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, okay.
All right, can we get through your segment without any more 7-inch jokes? I'm just curious.
Maybe.
All right, let's try. What's been fun on your console?
Let's see. Well, I've been playing a lot more Mass Effect lately, because it's the bomb.
Did you get all Bostonian on me there for
a
second?
The bomb. Yeah.
Jerseyan?
And then I've been playing Guitar Hero 3, which is so much better than the last one.
Yeah, I love Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah, it's friggin' amazing. And it's, like I said, it's so much better. I was so disappointed in the track list of 2, and the track list in 3 is just great. I haven't run across a song that I'm bored playing yet, so.
They're fun to play even if they're not good songs.
Right.
Like, the Disturbed song's even fun to play, and it's Disturbed.
Yeah, I even enjoyed playing the AFI song, and AFI usually makes me want to blow my brains out, so.
I like AFI, but go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm glad I'm in the minority, but, your people's music makes me want to shoot myself.
Your people.
You know what they say, minority rules.
So I played that a little bit more. Got my wife addicted to Hexic.
Nice.
Which is nice. She's,
you can introduce her to the sequel?
Yeah, there's a sequel.
You know what? I haven't played the sequel. So I didn't. I may. I may download the trial and see.
It's pretty good.
See if it's any good.
So tell me.
Riddle me this,
Wombat.
Indeed.
Have you been playing Hexic?
You know, I played a little bit of the survival mode last night, or night before last, I mean, when I got home, just because she was playing it, and she passed the controller off to me, so I played it for a little while, and passed it back to her. But other than that, I haven't really been playing a whole lot of it. It's a great puzzle game, though. Fantastic puzzle.
Well, you know, Hexic was made by the original creator of Tetris.
Yeah. Very, very, very solid puzzle game. And it came free, so you can't complain about free.
Yeah, you can't
complain about free. We can talk about this later.
Yeah.
Oh, I got some talking to do about some Xbox Live whining.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on.
Well, let's move on. So is that about? That's really about it. I played on 360, to be honest. I played, just Mass Effect, Guitar Hero, and Hexic basically this week.
Well, you can't go wrong with that.
No. And then I played a little bit more Uncharted. I mean, almost such an insignificant amount that I shouldn't even mention it. But I played it just kind of I had 10-15 minutes to sit down and mess around, so I played it for a little bit. And then I played some more, obviously, MLB The Show on the PlayStation Portable, because that has to be here every week.
It's kind of like a two worlds.
Right? It is kind of like two worlds. I have to mention it every week. And then I played some more Mario Galaxy as well, since the last podcast. And you know what else I played? And this isn't really fondling my console, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. I played a game online, and I'm sure as soon as I say this, everybody else and their brother is going to already know what I'm talking about. But I just discovered it this week, so sue me for being behind the times. Game online called Line Rider. Have any of you played it?
I was reading about that this
week. I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's actually, it's really, really interesting in that you have, you know, a pencil tool, and you basically draw a little landscape. You draw, you know, hills and loops and ramps and anything you want to draw. And then you push play, and it drops a little guy in a sled into your drawing, and he rides whatever you've drawn. Now, obviously, it's physics-based, so what you've drawn has to be able to support him, you know, still riding. Otherwise, he crashes, and then you have to try and figure out why he crashed and redesign your track and everything. And it's really, really fun, and for a game where you just draw lines, it's deceptively deep. And it's not even, I guess it's not even really a game. It's more of just like a toy to mess around with. But they are coming out with a version of it on the Wii and the DS.
Hmm. Is it going to be on like WiiWare? Or?
No, I think it's full retail release.
Wow, really?
But if you have time and you haven't checked it out yet, it's linerider.com. That's Line Rider, R-I-D-E-R, not writer, W-R-I-T-E-R. But it's a lot of fun. It really is.
I think
there's a lot of videos actually on the Line Rider website of people who have a lot more dedication, time, and talent than me, who've made some incredible designs. It's really interesting to check out that too. So even if you don't want to play with the game, at least go there and check out the videos about it.
But. Yeah, I think that that concept sounds really good for the DS.
Yeah.
Especially because of the stylus control.
Right.
Imagine this game with Waggle.
Yeah.
There you go.
It might be good on the Wii, but I don't know. Wii games are pretty much hit or miss.
Yeah.
Most of the time, miss.
The only thing that might be nice about playing it on the Wii is the big screen.
Yeah.
So, But seriously, go check it out, linerider.com. It's pretty fun. It's a cool little tool to mess around with.
Cool.
Sweet.
So there you go. On to you.
On to me. I haven't played anything new
whatsoever.
I've been going back. I played some All-Pro football.
There's not really a whole lot new to play.
No, I'm still waiting on the big releases, Devil May Cry, obviously, and Burnout Paradise, which I did play some Burnout Paradise online. The demo is online.
Right.
So that was pretty fun. What else did I play? I played All-Pro football. I'm going through another season. It's just like your show. I have to play it.
Right.
I love All-Pro football. Played some more Guitar Hero, Rock Band at the New Year's Eve party. And some Seen It. Lots of Seen It. A little too much Seen It. I've seen it. I'm done.
Yeah.
Played a lot of Seen It. Metal Slug for the Xbox Live Arcade.
You know, I played the trial version of that. It's pretty fun.
It's Metal Slug. It's exactly the same game. There's nothing fancy or special about it. I played some more Kane and Lynch.
Nice.
Dead Man.
Yeah, I saw that on your gamer card, and I wanted to drive by your house and punch you in the mouth.
No, it's not that bad.
I haven't played it, so I can't comment. But I'm just so sick of seeing Kane and Lynch.
I know
everywhere that anytime I see somebody playing it and contributing to the Kane and Lynch mania, it makes me angry.
This is like the most popular mediocre game ever made.
Right.
Maybe next to Two Worlds. It's like literally like bam. Bam!
Wow.
And I went back and picked up some Time Shift, and I have just come to the conclusion that Time Shift, while it's a solid game, is just really not very interesting. I will find myself pick it up, and I will play it for like a half hour, and I feel like I've been playing for like 3 hours, and I'm like, okay, I really don't want to play anymore. But then when I think about it, I'm like, but it's not a bad game.
Right.
It's just not very interesting.
Just doesn't have the it factor.
No, it doesn't have that 30 seconds of fun
that
people talk about all the time. It just doesn't have it. You're just like, oh, I'm going to slow down time and kill these guys, and I'm going to move into the next room and slow down time and kill these guys, and then I'm going to die because I was supposed to reverse time here, and I didn't know. So, yeah. I'm just convinced that I'm not really thrilled with Time Shift, but it's not a bad game.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I played. I mean, like I said, it's just been going back and playing older stuff. I need to go back and play Mario.
I really
need to go back and play some more Mario. I do love me some of that Mario.
It's incredible, man.
It is incredible.
The thing is, man, that 30 seconds of fun.
Mario nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Another game that really nailed the fun was Pain.
pain nails in 30 seconds of fun.
The first time, a couple weeks
ago. But the problem
is that the game is only 30 seconds long.
Right.
Well, it held my attention for quite some time. Nothing screams fun like
farting
while thrown through the air.
You can fart while flying through the air. Yeah. I like that's pain. It was really a neat little diversion. I think it was overpriced.
Yeah.
For what you get, I think it was overpriced. But other than that, I liked it. And that's pretty much my boring wrap-up of Fondling this week. I haven't really played much of anything other than the normal stuff. Eventually, I'll go back and play Jericho. Maybe.
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 Why play Jericho when you could play more Mario?
I could. But you see, I have a lot of games. I still want to go back and play through Mass Effect again. So, yeah. What do you think about that?
Sweet.
Sweet nectar. All right, so now we're going to move on to the news, and unfortunately, since the people on the forums didn't decide to choose...
Yeah, nobody actually voted in the forum topic. First off, thanks again for the awesome forum topic about the brought to you by segments. We really do. If you guys are interested in putting some more in there, it's a fun little topic, and if you guys will vote on which one you like the best, I'll read it. I don't care.
But for now...
I'm a shill.
Yeah, you are a shill.
I'm a shill.
For now, you're going to have to do your own, so we're about to hop into the news. So why don't you go right ahead and do that?
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents News Quickies. Brought to you by Wilson's 100% Pure Chocolate Milk. Now with 33% less goat hair. And on to the news, your host, Zero Tolerance.
That was straight off the top of my head, so I'm sorry that it sucked.
You should have stolen one of those.
Yeah, I should have.
No, I thought it was good, man. It was fantastic.
Wow.
All right, we're going to start off the news. We're going to start off the news. 2008's already been a very eventful year for only being 7 days in.
Yeah.
Really?
But it's funny because it's not like we have a lot of news, but there's a lot of big stories. The first one that pops up, and it seems like this just cannot go away, is how many more times are we going to hear about Metal Gear Solid 4 coming to the Xbox 360?
At least 20.
You know,
until it releases.
You know,
seriously. On the PS3,
at least.
I'm going to buy the version that doesn't break, so I'm buying the PS3 version.
Oh, wow. Snap.
Snap that in half.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that in my fondling my console that my Xbox 360 is dead. And I didn't even get the 3 rings, so I'm just screwed. I'm out of luck. I got 1 ring.
1 ring means that you have to pay like...
I had 1 ring to break them all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
What is it with the freaking... last two generations of consoles, man.
Well, the system,
the crap hardware.
The 360 is just like, I mean, literally, you would think it was the follow up to the PlayStation 2.
Right, you would think
it has like the most games, the most variety, and it breaks all the time.
All the goddamn time. I was just thinking about that today. I was thinking about how, but you know, I guess I mean. It's cyclical because the NES was a fantastic system, but it was the biggest piece of crap as far as hardware goes in the world. Anybody that owned an actual NES knows how big of a piece of crap it was.
Oh, yeah.
The blowing on the cartridges and putting them in just over where they should be, and you had to jam it down in there to get it to work.
That was a game in and of itself. You didn't
right,
know that?
Right. But then the Super NES and the Genesis came along, and both of those were pretty high quality.
Yeah, but then Sega released the Sega CD, which broke all the time.
Which broke all the time.
All 5 people that bought it, all theirs were broke.
Yeah, and then the 64 PlayStation era came out, and the PlayStation 1 was garbage. You had people having to
flip it upside down.
Yeah, flip it upside down to play their games.
I did that.
Yeah, I had a giant fan on the bottom of mine. It was terrible.
And then the PlayStation 2 obviously had its discrete error problems.
Oh.
And now the 360 with the ridiculous hardware failure rate.
It's just insane.
So it seems like the only people that got it right were the Super Nintendo and the Genesis.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Genesis kind of had the problem with the power adapter, where the power adapter plugged into the system had a tendency to get real loose.
Yeah, I remember that.
So.
Stupid crap.
But you know what? The one constant, with the exception of the NES, is that Nintendo's hardware has been pretty solid.
Overall,
That's a great... I mean, like, I literally dropped my Super Nintendo down a flight of stairs. A flight of wooden stairs.
Yeah.
And it still worked.
Yeah.
It was submerged in water, and it would still work.
Yeah. It was a tough little machine. So was the GameCube, man.
The GameCube, you could punt it.
Yeah.
And it would still work.
And you know what? I am... We talk a lot of trash about the Wii on this podcast, but I'm so impressed by Nintendo's customer service because... I'll tell this story. I think I've told it before on the podcast, but I'll tell it again because we might have some new listeners since the last time I told it. I was working, a friend of mine owned his own video game store, and I was working there for a while, and he had a GameCube sitting on top of the refrigerator, and I tripped over the power cord, and the GameCube came crashing down off the refrigerator, and it broke. It wouldn't work anymore. So, called Nintendo, told them what happened, and not only did they fix the GameCube for free, they paid FedEx to pick it up at my house, and they paid UPS to ship it back to me. So I knocked the GameCube off the top of the refrigerator, and everything got fixed. I didn't even have to pay shipping and handling. So
Nintendo has really good customer service, yeah. Which is more than I can say for the other two.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But back to the MGS4.
Yeah, back to what we started.
Before we get off faulty
about.
Hardware you know,
right.
Conversation.
But you know something? The original Nintendo would have been a higher quality if they went with the original Famicom design.
Right.
Which was similar to the Super Famicom and right. the Super Nintendo.
Right. And they eventually did. They released that top-loading NES
yeah.
down the line, which actually was very solid.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, if you can find one, if you own one now, you're very lucky because they're very expensive if you find one.
Oh, God, yeah. Those things are ridiculously overpriced.
So, but anyways.
But back to the MGS4 rumor. Basically, what... And this is the last time that I'm going to talk about this until I hear it. Because Konami obviously denied this. Blah, 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 blah. It's going to go on and on. Here's the thing. It's probably going to happen. More than likely, but it's going to be like a year later.
Right.
So it doesn't even matter.
Right.
I mean, they're going to release it on the PS3. They're going to market it on the PS3. And then eventually, 12 months later, it's going to come out on the 360. It's going to be like Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance. And it's done.
Right.
And it's going to be slow. It's going to be slow down in the rain. Because Metal Gear Solid 2 on Xbox was crap.
Yeah, it was crap.
Terrible port.
And you know something? They would have to take a good year, a good whole year, to do a decent port. Because, you know, all this time they've been making Metal Gear Solid 4, they've been making it specifically for the take advantage of the cell processor.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing about Metal Gear Solid 4 is even if it does come out on the 360, I mean... We go back to that stupid argument about console exclusives. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If you really want to play Metal Gear Solid, here's the deal. You're going to buy a PlayStation.
Right.
Because guess what? Every Metal Gear Solid has been on the freaking PlayStation.
Right.
That's the end of story.
Right. Yeah, it's... There's no point in waiting 14 months for what's undoubtedly... Sorry, Xbox fanboys, going to be a... subpar version.
Yeah, it's not going to be as good as the PS3 version because it was optimized for the
PlayStation
3.
Right, it's built for the PlayStation 3.
That's one of the reasons why the PlayStation 3 ports of 360 games aren't as good because they were built
for the
360.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the way it goes.
Exactly.
Get over it.
But you know what? There's no point in PS3 fanboys whining about it going multi-platform either, if it does. I mean, obviously, we don't know if it's going to yet, but if it does, there's no point in whining about it because, you know, all it's going to do is increase sales for the series. It's not like...
It doesn't matter. You know. It just really doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't.
This is not newsworthy. If it comes to the 360 and we have an official announcement, then we'll talk about it.
Right.
But until then, it doesn't matter.
No, until then, it's not confirmable. And all you've got right now, seriously, all you've got right now is Kojima and Konami saying that it's not going to happen. So you know what? You're probably better off going with them two saying it's not going to happen for now. Than you are listening to, you know, some crappy blog site who has inside information with Konami who says
Surfer
it's going
to
happen. No, it's some stupid Xbox family.
I was just making a joke because like the Surfer Girl thing came out of nowhere and apparently she has all this
inside information.
Yeah.
It's called guessing.
We can
what
do
it's
that.
Called. Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
I mean, I can sit here and tell you that, well, because I'm on the N4G podcast, I have inside information that... Konami is going to release the next Dance Dance Revolution game exclusively on the Nintendo DS.
Sweet!
You know, it's not going to happen.
But it makes good news.
But it makes good news.
Yeah.
Now, see, I guarantee that at least one website will pick that up. N4G website says that Konami's going to release the next Dance Dance Revolution on the Nintendo DS and Game Boy Advance.
Exclusively.
Exclusively.
Alright, enough on the Metal Gear Solid because enough. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. You know what? If you want to play Metal Gear Solid 4 this year, buy a PlayStation 3.
Well, and I'm still not convinced that it's going to be this year, but that's just me.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that because that's our main thing today.
Alright.
Alright, next up. GDC is technically Tuesday. Game Developers Conference. Yep. Or is it CDS? I get these two mixed up every year. CDS, GDC, Game Developers Conference.
Yeah. I think it is GDC that's this week.
I don't know. But whatever it is, obviously there's been rumors floating around that we're going to have a big keynote from Bill Gates about the Xbox 360.
That it works?
Wow. Gambus is on an anti-360 rant today.
It's like a podcast about anti-Xbox 360 hardware.
Yeah. I'll tell
you. But, and this will go along with our discussion later, but a lot of people believe it's going to obviously be Epic and Gears of War 2.
You know what? I think people are going to be disappointed in his announcement, to be honest with you.
I do too, because they get themselves built up for these announcements and these press speeches and all that stuff all the time, and they just end up being, hey, look, here's something new we're going to do.
Right.
Cool.
Well, and I mean, if they were going to announce Gears 2, they're not going to announce it at GDC or CES, whichever one it is this week. I'm like you, I can't remember which
I don't
one it
even
is.
Thank
you, so. Yeah.
We're terrible. We're terrible video game podcast. They're not going to announce it at a developers conference. They're going to announce it at a trade show. They're going to announce it at like X08 or E3. They're not going to announce it at the developers conference because it's not made for announcements like that.
No.
I mean, granted, Little Big Planet got sort of announced at a developers conference, but that was just because they were talking about user-created content. They weren't specifically talking about the game itself. I have a feeling it's probably either going to be the next Xbox that he's talking about, the Ultimate or whatever it is.
Which we have in news, too. We'll talk about
that
in a minute.
Or, you know, it's going to be something along those lines. It wouldn't shock me to see Epic say something about Unreal Engine 4, but I seriously doubt it's going to be Gears 2. I seriously doubt it.
Excuse me.
And I think if it is Gears 2... it's going to be like a trailer that's like 10 seconds long.
Right.
Of the main guy, what's his name?
Marcus Phoenix.
Marcus Phoenix. Just like looking at you and be like, hey, I'm back. And then it just shows the skull emblem and it says 2.
Right.
And it's like, woo!
He's a Ric Flair over there. What's up?
Woo!
All right, we'll talk more about that after the show. Not our show, the conference.
Right.
Yeah, the conference show.
Rock Band's downloadable content is starting to span across the globe. And it's, you know, honestly, I wish Guitar Hero would adopt this method because you're getting new tracks every week and you're getting a lot of content. But in a ploy to sell more magazines, OXM has three exclusive tracks for Rock Band that you can only get by buying the issue of the magazine. Now, the question is, do you care about who's on the soundtrack? And it is Freeze Pop with a song called Sprode.
Oh, I'm all there, man. I'm all there.
Bang
I love-
Camaro with a song called Rock Rebellion. And Count Zero with a song called Shake.
You know what's going to happen. There's going to be some Bang Camaro fan out there that's going to call you out on making fun of Bang Camaro.
Well, the funny thing is that these three bands are not big bands, and it's not like that's going to sell magazines,
right?
For these three songs.
They're underground.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's not really that huge of an issue. And my guess is that eventually these are going to show up on Marketplace and PlayStation Store.
Eventually,
I mean, you'll see them there eventually. And in case you're wondering who the bands are, all three of them are as bonus tracks in Guitar Hero 2. So if you kind of want to know what kind of music they are.
They're also in Rock Band.
Yeah, Freeze Pop's in Rock Band. I think the
so
other two
Camaro.
Are, yeah, I think they're all in Rock Band, but their songs were also in Guitar Hero 2, which my guess is, as you all know, a lot of the bands that are the bonus tracks in Rock Band are people that are from the development team. They're in the bands. So that's probably where these come from.
Yeah, I really like Freeze Pop.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Even though it doesn't make any sense, because it's all electronics.
And it's in Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
And Rock Band?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, but it's still neat.
Cool.
Yeah. Whoa, awesome.
All right. Now, the next piece of news that I have gets you a little excited. We talked about this.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da.
It's kind of floated back and forth that apparently Uncharted 2 has been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know when.
Right.
But it's nice to know that a game that doesn't even break 100,000 units in its first month on the shelf.
Right.
Can get a sequel just because of
how good it was.
How good it is.
And the fans are very passionate about it.
Just goes to show that over at Naughty Dog, they're listening to the N4G podcast, and they heard our vote for Uncharted as game most deserving of a sequel.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was their
impetus. They weren't even going to make a second Uncharted, and then they listened to our podcast, and they're like, oh, hey, those N4G guys might be onto something.
All I ask is one thing. Don't release it this year. Don't make it a yearly franchise.
No, it shouldn't be a yearly franchise. Yeah.
Take a good 2 years for development time.
I have a feeling what's going to happen is they'll make Uncharted 2, and then once they finish that, they'll get to work on the new Jack.
Yeah. Which is fine. That's fine right. by me. Which, did you hear the one Surfer Girl rumor about how Resistance 2 looks better than Killzone 2?
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I read that little spiffit, and I think to myself, I go, you know, if you know anything about gaming, this isn't even a good guess, because Resistance 2 is going to run on the exact same engine as Resistance.
Right.
And Resistance didn't look anywhere near as good
right.
as Killzone 2. So, right. No, your yeah. rumor's wrong.
But
I got a question.
I have an answer.
Killzone 2, the actual game, or Killzone 2, the fabricated CGI video?
You know what? The game is pretty damn close.
I was just joking.
But
I'm so impressed by the way Killzone 2 looks, but yeah. I still like it's Killzone.
Yeah, that's another game that I'm just so damn sick of hearing about.
Quiet for a while.
Yeah, but it's going to be good, but I'm just so sick of people arguing about whether it's going to be awesome or not. So, you know, it's going to be...
It's going to look amazing,
but I just... They're gonna have to do some selling on me to convince me that it's gonna be a good game because I played the first one.
I did too,
and it was not good.
I hope they learned about that button, the jump button.
Yeah,
I hope they learned about that.
Yeah, you know what? That's one we've talked about pet peeves in gaming in the past, and that's one of my biggest pet peeves is a first person shooter where you can't jump.
Oh, you have no
drives
idea
me up a wall.
How much I throw a fit when I'm playing Rainbow Six? I'm like, look, there's a chair. I can't get over it. I'm an elite counterterrorist, but
right,
I can't
exactly.
jump over a fucking chair.
Exactly. It's like in GoldenEye. You can never jump in GoldenEye, which was fine because it fit the gameplay. But the whole time I'm thinking, you'd run into a ramp, and you can't jump up on the ramp. You have to walk all the way around and get on the ramp. And I'm thinking, you know, this is James motherfucking Bond.
He jumps
and
out
he can't
of airplanes.
Jump. You can't jump. That drives me nuts.
It makes you feel like your character weighs about 3,000 pounds.
Right.
They can't get off the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
So no jump button, actually in anything, in any kind of game, drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It's sort of driving me a little bit nuts in Mass Effect that you can't jump. At least you've got
the
context-sensitive jump when you can climb on top of a box or whatever.
Yeah.
But
jumping has just like been taken out of video games lately. Like the more I think about it, there's like no jumping in most video games, and it like depresses me.
It's a basic human.
And if you really think about it, Mario brought the whole jump mechanic into games.
Yeah,
with Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's why he was called Jumpman.
Yeah,
at first.
His original name, Jumpman.
That's right. All right, now we're going to move on to talk about another rumor. And
great.
This one. I don't even know what to think about this. The ultimate Xbox 360.
Oh, the ultimate one.
The ultimate Xbox 360.
Bill Gates on the freaking cover of the box, and there's a word bubble, and it says, "This one actually works."
I knew this joke was coming.
I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming. He's so angry.
I am angry.
You're the angry red ring of death.
Thing is, dude, not only have my 360 been, well, I had it like red ringed once, and then the other time it got the purple stripes of doom, but every single friend that I've ever, like, known that has a 360, got the red rings. And on top of that, all the podcasts I listen to, everybody, like all the hosts on all the other podcasts, their 360s got the red rings.
That's because it's not a matter of if.
It's when.
A matter of when.
Exactly. And I am almost half tempted to just, I don't know, only buy 360 exclusive games for 360.
If it wasn't for achievement points, I probably would.
Yeah, and you know what? Xbox Live is so much better. It makes me buy everything on the 360. But I had the three red rings last year, actually early in the year last year. And I got it taken care of, obviously. I haven't had any problems since then, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's no – everybody, you said – We've kind of given him heck today because he's so angry about it, but everybody should be angry about hardware failure like that. Just like everybody should have been angry when the PlayStation 2 crapped out on everybody.
Yeah, they
but
really
it got so big that
out.
Everyone just accepted it.
Right. That, and that's the same thing that's happened to the Red Ring thing.
Well, yeah. I haven't had any problems. I've squinted through one system, but since then I've gotten three rings, believe it or not. Turned it off, turned it back on, it worked.
And it worked, but yeah, that's... You're in the minority.
Wow. You're definitely
that,
in the minority.
That happened to me. That happened to me before my first one ringed out permanently. So don't
it's
be
just
surprised.
It's an old topic. It's just it. They fixed it.
Yeah, but what about all those people who still have systems?
Right.
You know, not everybody can afford to go out and spend another $400. I'm
well,
sure you understand that.
Free. They're getting. They'll be without it for what? 2 months.
In
it
the gaming
sucks.
World, that's
it
terrible.
Does, but Microsoft.
Yeah,
taking
I mean,
care of the problem.
Like I said, we've commended Microsoft in the past for the way they handled the situation.
It's the same problem that even since when I was still here full time, we talked about it. It's whatever. Move on.
Well, we can't because it's such an issue of people, and you got to look at it from a console standard right now. Is PlayStation 3 starting to get a lot of good games? The Wii is obviously.
Yeah, but how long before you think the PS3 is going to start to shit out?
Hasn't yet.
Well, how long have you played it compared to your 360?
It doesn't matter how long you play it, though.
That's what happened with the PS2. Eventually,
well,
the laser would
I use
burn
my
out.
PS3 as an entire DVD player. It's the only thing I use as a DVD player. No problems.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yeah.
I better mean, knock on wood there.
I am knocking on wood.
You know Sony's
I knocked
track
on
record.
Wood until my third 360 ringed out, too, goddamn it.
Well, in all fairness to the second one, you suffocated it to death.
It still should have broke.
It couldn't breathe.
I don't care, stupid machine. What do I got to do, put it in a cooler?
Yeah, it's like choking Jason here. He's like, can't breathe, and he dies. What the fuck?
But in all seriousness, like I said, we've all said in the past that we think that the way Xbox or Microsoft has handled the three-ring situation is very, very well done. They made it good for their customers. They increased the warranty. They try and get it back to you as fast as they can. But the bottom line is it never should happen in the first place.
But that's completely irrelevant to what we're talking about. But that's okay.
True.
Ultimate Xbox 360.
Ultimate Xbox 360.
Well, no, it's relevant because
it's relevant
I mean,
because we're talking
there's,
about hardware
there's
issues.
Legitimate concerns with a new 360.
I'm concernicus.
You're a little bit as concernicus.
I'm a little bit concernicus. But with the ultimate Xbox 360, my question is: really, do we need another SKU?
No.
What exactly does this one have that the other ones don't?
All right, let's talk about what this one has. Now, and granted. If all the rumor, this is a rumor.
Right.
If the rumor is true, this is the ultimate
yeah, no
Xbox
doubt.
360.
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the rumors?
320 gig hard drive.
Oh my God.
Sweet.
HD DVD drive built in.
Sweet.
Wireless internet built in.
Sweet.
And the integration of everything that you have already.
What's the retail going?
No, there's
no
retail.
They haven't
yet.
Said anything yet.
$700
if they put
probably.
It, if they put it more than 400, it's done.
Yeah.
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 There's no, and I mean, we ripped on Sony for this all year. Well, all last year. There's no need to release as many SKUs as has been released this generation.
No, there's
it's
not.
Fucking ridiculous.
I'm tired of hearing about, oh, we gotta let people give choice. Fuck that.
Yeah,
well, how many choices do the 360 owners need nowadays?
I don't know. Apparently five
it's
or six.
It's just a goddamn system.
I choose the one that works.
The four different PS3 SKUs.
Well, it's constantly they're trying to outdo each other. Is what it is. It's like my dick's bigger than yours.
Wow. We're back to the dick jokes
See,
again.
We're trying to get away from that.
But well, that's what it is. That's what it boils down to.
No, it is. But you know what? Here's the thing with the Ultimate 360. Yeah, it would be nice to have an HD DVD built in, but let's face it, the future doesn't look so great for HD DVD right now.
No, it really doesn't.
Warner Brothers.
Blu-ray
exclusive.
Not only that, but even if they, let's say, you know, they put the HD DVD drive built in, they're only going to be able to use it for movies.
Yeah,
they're not
going
to be able to
games.
Use it for games, because if they do, then you're alienating all the people who've already bought an Xbox 360 that don't have an HD DVD drive. So, you know, I don't see the need for another SKU.
I don't either. I mean,
and I think all it's going to do is confuse the marketplace.
320 gigs is nice. Wireless internet integrated is nice, but it's not something that you need.
And you know what? If it comes out at $400, you know, fine. That's, you know, throw another SKU out there with built-in HD DVD for people that want it for $400, that's great. But if it comes out any further than that, then all you're doing is backing yourself into the same corner that Sony backed themselves
just
into.
Imagine, like, some soccer mom walking into the store at Christmas trying with, like, what, 6-7 different SKUs for the same fucking system?
You can get it between $279 and $400. That's right. A little ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, by the time they release the, well, if the Ultimate's going to be $400, the lowest SKU would probably be $200.
I don't think they can release the Ultimate at $400, to be honest with you. That's, I mean, I think
That would be a stretch.
A stretch at $400, which Microsoft will obviously try to put out there. Well, the wireless adapter is $99. The HD DVD player is $250.
You know, all you're doing then is pointing out your shortfalls compared to the PlayStation 3.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's all built in on the PlayStation 3. And you know what?
You need to build it in, make it the premium SKU if you want to replace a SKU, and leave it at $349.
Well, they need to get rid of some of the SKUs.
Well, they did get rid of the core.
Right.
The core's gone. All that's left is the arcade, the premium, and the elite.
Right.
That's the only three. And I really don't see a need for a premium and an elite.
No. They should just get rid of the premium, have the elite be the only. The elite and the arcade.
I don't even
system,
think the arcade is a good one.
I disagree with that because I think the arcade's a nice for $279. You
jumping
get a system,
off point.
You get a memory card, you get a bunch of games.
The only problem that the arcade and the core creates, well, the core created it, the arcade just perpetuates it, is because there's no built-in hard drive. Developers can't take advantage of a built-in hard drive.
I think they really need to go away from the no hard drive system.
Yeah.
The 20 gig hard drive should be on the arcade. It should still be $279.
Right.
I mean, the hard drive should be proprietary. It should be in the box. Just like with Sony, the HD cables should be in the box.
Yeah. There's no excuse for that.
I mean, for Christ's sakes, Microsoft's packing in an HDMI cable now and component cables. So there's no excuse for putting in a crappy old AV cable.
Right. Especially when you market your system as the ultimate in high definition technology.
Blu-ray player.
Right.
Let's play it through standard.
Then you put regular CRT cables in there.
Whatever. But yeah, this is, unless you're replacing both the Elite and the Premium, this is just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Well, if this one comes out, I want to see what Sony's move is then. Because you know they're going to have something up their sleeve. Do you know they're probably working on something right now?
They'll re-release the 120 gig drive. They'll release the original PlayStation 3 prototype with, like, what did it have, 800 USB ports and two HDMI ports?
Yeah.
What is the point in all
of those
ports?
A whole lot of uselessness.
Oh, whatever. God love
just,
it.
I guess he's got that much money to spend on just the same system, just with whatever.
You know something? I think the ultimate
fucking rich people.
The ultimate Xbox 360 is going to ultimately piss you off.
You know what I've noticed?
That's why it's ultimate.
This podcast is a lot more angry when Killer Wolverine's here. Like, the whole tone of the podcast is just so angry.
Hey, it's a new year.
It's a new year. It's ragging on the Xbox
it's
already, apparently.
I know.
Stupid. It's stupid.
Well,
why
would
you waste money? That's stupid.
Anybody who listens to the podcast regularly knows that everybody gets their turn. We've ragged on all three of the big three this year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Something tells me this year is going to be quite different. There's going to be a changing of the tide.
Is Microsoft worried about what if the? Whatever. I still don't understand.
You know what? It's way too early to make predictions about 2008 yet.
Well,
I mean,
we're going to anyway.
I know.
In a
but
little bit.
If somebody would have asked you at the beginning of 2007 how you thought the year was going to shape out, it would not have been the same picture that it ended up
not
being.
Not with
at
the Wii
end of the year.
Killing everybody,
right.
The 360 having all these problems, and the PlayStation 3 kind of sitting in the corner.
Right.
Nobody would have predicted that.
Nobody would have predicted it. So, but People are already predicting 2008 to be the huge decimation of the 360 and the Wii by the PlayStation 3, and
I don't see that, but it's too early to say.
Right.
That,
too early to say.
But let's move on to more Xbox news. And we're going to talk about the Xbox Live downtime, which, granted, we all know this sucks, okay? We're all aware that Xbox Live being down, when you pay $50 a year for it, it sucks.
Yeah.
It was down for, it had issues, intermittent issues, for about a week and a half, two weeks. And the internet went into a fury saying that Microsoft should reimburse us, they should give us this, they should give us that. And I'm so tired of Microsoft getting this rap because you're paying $50 a year. You really want them to reimburse you for how much it cost for you to miss a week and a half of Xbox Live?
Yeah, no doubt.
Because throughout the whole year, you get more than what you pay for.
Right. I mean, a week and a half of Xbox Live is like $2.
Yeah, it's like $2. And these people are wanting like $10 games and $20 games. And Microsoft, to their credit, just like everything else, and this is one thing I will say about Microsoft, nobody is more in touch with their community than Microsoft.
Yeah, they're going to move over backwards. True. They will appease everyone complaining.
They've already said, they've made a press statement, they're going to give everybody a free arcade game.
Right.
And the first thing that came out of people's mouths when they said this is, what if I already own it?
Or
it better be a good one.
Try to push Joust on us again.
Yeah, it's like, they didn't have to give you shit.
Exactly.
Seriously. Exactly.
You know what, my cable internet goes out more than Xbox Live does.
Yeah.
You know, my cable television goes out more than Xbox Live does. Hell, my cell phone reception goes out more than Xbox Live
does. And you pay $30 a month for that
stuff
easily.
Easily.
$30 a month.
I pay $50 a year for Xbox Live. And you know what? During the week and a half that everybody was freaking out about, I didn't have any problems. I had maybe a little bit of lag. But other than that, I didn't have any problems.
I had serious problems. Yeah. My dashboard would not load. Yeah. I couldn't download anything off the marketplace. You know what I did? I went and played games.
Yeah.
By Jesus, I went and played some games. I went and played some single-player games. Oh, my God. Yeah. Seriously.
It's just during certain hours, too, because when we were playing,
peak
like,
hours,
what,
right.
3 in the morning, it was fine.
Yeah, we played Burnout Paradise with no lag. Yeah. I mean, there was absolutely no lag, and I'm like, this.
It's all about right now. Right now with everybody.
Well, yeah, that's the way people are. And with the internet, you know, they have answers immediately. And if Microsoft didn't respond within, like, the first 10 minutes, there was 400 forum posts about how Microsoft sucks. I'm not buying your system anymore. After this, 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 and this, I'm not dealing with
it's
you
all,
anymore.
They
it's
just
all.
Didn't anticipate the new 360 owners. Well,
and you know what? You know what
Christmas.
The biggest problem of all of it is that most of the people complaining don't even own an Xbox 360. It's PlayStation 3 fanboys who are blasting Microsoft for their expensive online service going down for a week and a half. And it's the same thing. Whenever a negative PlayStation 3 story comes out, it's not the PlayStation 3 guys complaining about it. It's the Xbox guys.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't the PS3 network just kick you out automatically sometimes?
I haven't had connection issues with the PS network.
You're wired, though, right?
Right.
Wireless, it does have intermittent issues.
Right.
It does.
So they say, they can cram it.
But, I mean, I would never, and this is why I don't think built-in Wi-Fi is such a big deal, I would never play games over a Wi-Fi connection. No way.
See, I do it just for the lack of wires. I cannot stand having all those wires going everywhere.
I would so much rather have wires running down the back of my TV and have a lot smoother online experience than Wi-Fi and get lag and interference and all that stuff.
Yeah, you had the wireless adapter for the 360.
You did?
I had all kinds of problems.
Yeah.
It even shut, like, it wouldn't even work half the time, so I went back to wired, and it's so much better.
Wireless is a problem anyway. It's nice to have. It's a nice, you know, option to have.
Right.
It does have a lot of issues, though.
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of interference with wireless internet.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing that's why all these, if you notice, if you think about 2007, any problem that either one of the systems had got blown so far out of proportion
except
that it was ridiculous. Well, yeah, except for the Red Rings.
But yeah.
But even the Red Rings situation,
it really did kind of get.
If you look at most of the people that were complaining about the Red Rings, it was Sony fans bringing it up to use it against the 360 fans.
Yeah,
well, that's because they're getting their payback.
It's like why in the world would you wish someone's console to die on them?
I don't.
Just
I don't
like,
understand.
Why in the world would you wish somebody to not have any games for their console? Which is the big thing that Sony
it's
got ragged
about,
for this
it's
year.
Not about fun anymore. It's about outdoing each other.
Right.
Just
Anyways, we're back on the fanboy rant now. We could probably
we really beat that into the ground last year.
Yeah,
too.
We did.
But
yeah.
It's a new year. It's going to come up again this year.
But it continues to be a problem.
Oh yeah, it's always going to be a problem. Right.
But the bottom line is, you're probably going to get an Xbox Live Arcade game that's worth between 400 and 800 points, which is about $4 or $5 more than you were out.
Yeah.
For the service being out, because you were probably only out $1.50, $2 for the service being out. And the game you get is going to be worth probably between $5 and $10.
Yeah, it just amazes me how fast people are to judge and how fast people are to just start complaining.
Right.
They're going to complain. I mean, Microsoft could have given everybody a free controller.
Right.
And they'd still piss them off because they didn't get a black one or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just shut up.
Yeah.
Seriously, just play the damn games and shut up. Nobody care.
Yep. Yeah. Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
All right, let's move on to some positive talk.
Yeah,
let's talk about what we're going to.
Podcast has been
way
too angry.
All right, we're gonna discuss what we talked about last week, which is we're gonna talk about our anticipations and predictions for 2008. We'll start off with predictions. Predictions are always fun.
Predictions are always fun. Probably wildly inaccurate, but they're
probably
always fun.
I mean, and you know that we can't get through an N4G podcast without mentioning that. I predict Killer Instinct 3 gets announced this year.
Yeah.
It's an Xbox 360 exclusive from Rare. I imagine it'll be announced in a couple months, and maybe we'll see it by holiday, 08.
Maybe at GDC.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm looking forward to that Killer Instinct 3, and I haven't given up on you, Rare, and I also predict that StarCraft Ghost will be re-announced for console release.
I predict that Duke Nukem Forever will finally come out.
There was a trailer.
I know.
It's a good thing you're not holding your breath.
I'm not. But
damn good.
You know what? I still have hope and dreams that Killer Instinct 3 will be out this year with online play. Xbox 360. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's a good prediction.
I'm just leave me alone.
So are we just throwing out predictions? Or do we have
can
any
talk
sort
about
of,
what we think is going to happen.
Do we have any sort of structure?
Do we ever have structure?
No.
All right.
All right. We're about the most structureless podcast in the entire world.
Let's talk about what we think is going to come out this year.
All right.
You already said that you don't think Metal Gear is coming out this year.
I honestly, I shouldn't say I don't think it's coming out this year, because that's not exactly true. I would not be surprised if it got pushed into early 2009.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's probably a better way to put my feelings out there. I definitely don't think it's going to be any earlier than October or November.
That would be my guess.
I think it's a fall.
My guess is October.
So, it just like I don't think Killzone is going to come out any earlier. Maybe August at the earliest.
See, my Killzone prediction would be December.
See, I was going towards 2009.
I'm saying December because it'll be one of those games that they don't want to release during the holiday rush. I mean, it may be a big title in some people's eyes, but it needs to be at a time when it has time to build. It has time to actually sell. And I think December, mid-December, is a good time for Killzone 2.
Right. All right. So we're talking about what we think is going to come out.
Yes, yes. I mean, obviously we don't know.
All right.
See, we were talking about Smash Brothers earlier. I'm still saying summer.
I still think summer?
June, July.
Oh, I'm still thinking March.
I'm thinking summer will be Wii Fit. I think Wii Fit will be the big Wii game for midsummer.
Yeah, that hasn't even been announced for an American release.
Nintendo never announces anything until they're right up on their release date.
See, there's a very good reason why they wouldn't release it in the U.S. because the Wii Fit board has like a weight limit of like 250 pounds, doesn't it?
No, I think it will be released.
Really?
Yeah. They'll
just make it stronger.
It can now hold 450 pounds. Yeah. There's an American version.
I'm not. I think Wii Fit will come out in the United States next year, but
next year or this year?
This year. Sorry, I'm still not. I'm still not used 2008 to time yet. I think Smash. I'm in disagreement. I think Smash Brothers will come out in March or February.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
I really do, but I just got this gut feeling that it's going to be June or July.
Well, if that's the case, what about the systems? Are we going to see them on shelves?
I think the systems are going to start showing up on shelves between March and April. I think we're going to be able to walk in a store and buy a Wii between March and April.
Yeah, they'd be stupid if they didn't have them out by then, especially with Brawl and with Mario Kart.
See,
making
Mario
its way
Kart,
out some way in the
Mario
somewhere.
Kart. I predict next year.
You
I don't.
Think so?
I don't predict that it makes it this year.
I think holiday.
I think
really?
Yeah.
See, I'm feeling
holiday.
February of next year.
Of next year.
Of next year because I base this solely on the fact that we haven't even seen it. Like, yeah. really seen it yet. Like, we have seen really nothing on it. And yeah, you know that, how Nintendo
that's
is.
True. That's true.
I mean, we have seen nothing on this game. Now, a game that we haven't seen anything on that I think will be out this year, though, is Gears of War 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that'll be out this year?
I would almost guarantee it, because Microsoft wants to get into this, like, structure of Halo, Gears, Halo, Gears, Halo,
right.
Gears.
Halo, Gears, Halo,
and you're going to see Halo Wars, my guess, in November, which doesn't make sense to the back and forth.
Right.
And you know Bungie's not going to have another Halo ready for next year.
Right.
There's just no way. So Gears of War 2, I say the end of this year. I say that it'll get announced possibly at GDC, because Epic is a big developer.
Right.
And they love to announce stuff at GDC. So it's very possible that they'll announce Gears of War 2.
I don't think.
I think
with a 10-second trailer.
I think Gears makes it out in probably either October or November of this year.
I'm thinking that's too early.
Just because, you know what,
they have the engine.
They already have the engine. They already have the storyline and the characters and everything. Really, all they have to do is optimize it and, you know, come up with a new story and some new backgrounds, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, they've already got the art direction. They've already got all that down. It's just a question of optimizing the code and changing some stuff around.
I see a spring release next year.
Another game I see out this
disagreement.
Year is Resistance 2.
Yeah, I think Resistance 2 shows up around the same time frame. I really do think that Holiday 08 is going to be very similar to Holiday 07, that once late August rolls around, early September, you're going to start seeing a ton of heavy hitters on both systems.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then we talk about Street Fighter, I'd say 09.
Yeah, I think 09 for Street Fighter.
Same with Resident Evil, which we already pretty much know that it's coming in 09. Silent Hill, there's another one.
Yeah.
Question, when do we see that? I would say Holiday.
Yeah.
I feel pretty comfortable for this year.
Yeah.
Silent Hill would be a good October release.
But then that begins to bring up the question, like, people talk last year was like the greatest year in gaming, which it's hard to argue that it wasn't.
Right.
I mean, it was a really good year, but then you think about all the franchises that really are going to make it out this year. You got Smash Brothers, possibly a Mario Kart. You have Metal Gear Solid 4. You have a Silent Hill. You have a Grand Theft Auto.
You have a Gran Turismo,
you
maybe.
Have a Gran Turismo more than likely coming out this year. I mean, you have Gears of War 2, possibly. You have a Resistance 2, possibly.
Halo Wars.
A Halo Wars. Another big one that a lot of people forgot about was Sony's Infamous,
right?
Which could come out this year, and it looked friggin' amazing. So, damn.
Oh, yeah. What was that one game? A survival horror game that's in space? Deep Space.
I say Deep Space next year.
Is it Deep Space? Is that
what it's called? That's the one that was on the cover of Game Informer. Yeah. I say next year for Deep Space.
What about Condemned 2?
Condemned 2 will be out this year.
Yeah.
It'll be
Splinter
out this
Cell.
Year. Splinter Cell will be out this year, and I think it'll come out, and it'll be radically different than what we saw, like, 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's gonna have a very Assassin's Creed flavor to it, I think. I think Splinter Cell will end up late summer.
You know what else is going to be big this year? There's going to be a new Tomb Raider.
Underworld
will be out this year. And another little game people are starting to forget about, a new Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
A new Mortal Kombat will probably show up this year. I mean, it's been a while since we had a good Mortal Kombat.
New Tekken will be out this year.
There's another fighting game due out this year, isn't there?
Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2
HD Remix will be out. I mean, that's downloadable games.
Oh, Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur. Yeah, that's the other one.
Yeah, Soul Calibur.
Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
So, best year of gaming ever. I'm calling it in January.
We'll see. I think that
if all of that stuff makes it out and all of that stuff is as good as we hope it is. Because, I mean, you look at a lot of the titles that changed hands. Tomb Raider is an anticipated title now.
Right.
As opposed to what it was
two,
3 years ago. Silent Hill is in the hands of the guys that did the original Buffy and the Indiana Jones game, which the collective...
Both, which were really good.
Really good games. I mean, you have Metal Gear. You know Metal Gear's going to be good. Both of Nintendo's big releases this year, you know they're going to be good. Smash Brothers and Mario Kart, if Mario Kart makes it out this year, are both going to be good. You know if Gears comes out, it's going to be good. You hope Grand Theft Auto is going to be as good as it looks, because if it is... Now, the question is, you think Grand Theft Auto is going to make it out in April?
No, I heard it was 2009.
For GTA?
No, we won't get pushed back that far. I don't think it'll... I don't know. I want it to make it out in April.
I think it's going to be midsummer release.
See, I'm going with October.
Yeah, I'm going with October.
October, I think. Not
back that far, huh?
Yeah, I really think that it's going to drop to October. I really do. And that's sad because this time of year is the prime time to nail these games.
Yes, it is.
Army of Two needs to come out like right now.
Yeah.
Burnout Paradise is going to do great because it's coming out right now.
Right.
Condemned 2 has a chance to do good because it's coming out right now.
Yep.
I mean, there is so much opportunity for games to come out right now that could be really good.
I'd be Lost Planet.
Lost Planet comes out any other time, and it would have been a, you know,
mediocre.
500, 600,000.
It'd have been another Kane and Lynch.
Yeah. But it comes out when it came out, sold a million copies. So.
Haze is another one that needs to come out right now.
Yeah.
It needs to come out in the next couple months.
I got a prediction.
Devil May Cry comes out. How do we forget about Devil May Cry?
Yeah.
It's easy for me to forget about Devil
May
Cry.
Well, I know
Cry,
you don't
but...
like Devil May Cry.
Oh, I'm looking forward to Devil May Cry.
Oh, I'll play it. I'll definitely play it. I'm not a huge fan of the series, so I would rather see Capcom make a new Onimusha than Devil May Cry.
There's also two other games in here. I mean, they're not high caliber top tier, but to talk about them, two PlayStation 2 titles, I guarantee you Chains of Olympus gets ported to the PS2 this year.
Guaranteed.
And it'd be awesome. God of War.
Yeah.
And Twisted Metal 2 by David Jaffe, the Twisted Metal head-on remake with the lost levels from Part 2. So there's two PS2 games that have a chance to look sweet this year.
Yeah.
Lost Odyssey has a great chance of coming out. But you had a prediction. I'm jumping all over these games for the year.
My prediction is Final Fantasy 13 demo this summer in Japan.
Right.
Final Fantasy 13 is definitely next year.
Final Fantasy 13, it might come out.
At least for America, it's definitely next year.
It might come out in Japan by holiday, but it's definitely going to be like a midsummer to probably holiday 09 release in the U.S.
But now the big question is, what? And we'll go into predictions as far as new stuff. What else are we going to see that we don't know about yet? What are the big three going to announce?
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. Is
unannounced.
2007 really was an amazing year for gaming, but it was the year of the new IP.
It really was.
Yeah.
2008 is shaping up so far to be the year of the huge franchise.
Yeah.
But you'd be an idiot to think that with all the success that new IPs got this year, or last year, that they're not going to be a whole lot of good new IPs this year, too.
I'm looking forward to new IPs. I have high hopes for Infamous. I'm hoping that Haze is as good as they're making it out to be, because that could be another great new IP.
Yeah.
My worry here is, obviously, Nintendo never really does much with new IPs. And it's proven in the past, and it kind of sucks.
Right.
My worry is Microsoft.
Yeah, absolutely.
Losing all those developers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Microsoft really, really, really this year is going to depend on new IPs.
Yeah.
So, Sony, it's going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be an easy year for Sony with the PlayStation 3, because it's definitely not. They still have some hurdles they need to overcome. But it's definitely going to be an easier year than 2007 for Sony, because they can coast on these franchises.
Metal Gear being a huge one.
Right. Xbox, really, as far as franchise hitters, you've got Halo Wars and Gears of War 2.
And then Killer Instinct. Don't forget about my Killer Instinct.
Right. But, I mean, it's really going to be Microsoft's going to have to step it up, just like they did in 2007, and push new IPs that are successful.
We need to see these new IPs soon.
Soon.
So we can get hyped up on them. Because that's the thing about games nowadays, is you need to see them 8 to 10 months in advance,
right?
So you can build up the hype, like BioShock.
But you got to find the happy medium with hype is the problem, because, in my opinion, Sony kind of fired its gun a little too early with most of its games. Because how long have we been talking about Gran Turismo on the PS3? How long have we been talking about Metal Gear? How long have we been talking about, you know, all these big Killzone 2? How long have we been talking about all these big Sony franchises? I mean, for at least 2 years, we've been talking about, you know, wait till Grand Theft Auto comes out, or not Grand Theft Auto, wait till Metal Gear comes out, wait till, you know, Killzone comes out,
well, that's
wait
the
till
PlayStation
Gran Turismo
3 philosophy
comes out.
Is hurry up and wait.
Right. So it's like, you know, they've been hyping these games and talking about them for 2 years now. By the time it comes out, it's kind of like
it's like the Halo
great,
the
finally,
Halo effect.
Finally, it's come out. you got to find the happy medium between not announcing him so close to release that there's no time to hype him, and announcing him so far ahead in the future that there's no, I mean, all you do is wait.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's prime right now for Microsoft to come out and announce some really big stuff that's coming out this year. And, you know, losing all those developers, I start to wonder, what are they going to do? I worry about that, because I'm like, you know, in 2007, Microsoft had so many great IPs, so many great system sellers, and now in 2008, I'm kind of like,
What do you got?
I mean, you announced a Killer Instinct, okay, you're going to appease me, you're not going to appease everybody.
Right.
What else are you going to announce? You still got Rare, and they do what?
They still got Alan Wake on the back burner, which has been announced forever, and they still haven't shown anything new on it.
Yeah, I know, and it's like it fell off the map. The Marvel game is in peril.
Right.
I mean, we may not even see that
at all.
I heard
they canceled that.
It's not officially canceled. It was rumored to be canceled, and apparently developers are having a tiff that it looks like crap, and they're going to cancel it, which...
Here's the thing that keeps me from worrying about Microsoft this year. You'd be an idiot after the year they had in 2007... And with an attach rate of like 6.9 games per console, which is just insane, you'd be an idiot to think that there aren't developers jumping all over it. I mean, there's no way they don't stock this year with games for the
software
360.
For the 360 there's, sells in droves.
Right. There's no way. I mean, you can't look at... if you're a developer or you're a publisher, you can't look at a system that pushes 6.9 games a console and is in the lead, well, fighting back and forth for the lead right now with the Wii, leads in software worldwide. There's no way you look at that and don't try and concentrate your efforts on getting a game out on that
system. Oh, there's no way, because there's one thing that publishers have to know is that when a 360 game comes out, 360 owners are more apt to buy it than any other console owner.
Right.
Which is probably why, I mean, you hear all these people argue, well, it'd be better on the PS3. I'm like, but it's not going to sell.
Right.
And publishers' number one goal is to make money.
Right. So, and, you know, Microsoft's not stupid. They're going to make sure their system's stocked with games this year.
Oh, yeah. And then we haven't even mentioned the obvious choices with your Maddens,
right,
your new Need for Speed, your new Tony Hawk, your new Guitar Hero, your new Call of Duty. I mean, you're just going to have so many games this year to choose from. And all of those games are going to lead on the 360.
Oh, yeah. We forgot one. Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway.
Brothers in Arms is another one. Army of Two is another one that slipped, that has a good chance of doing well if it makes it out before the holiday season. And, you know, that's I'm really looking forward to see what EA does this year.
Oh, and the EA is Battlefield.
Yeah, Battlefield, Bad Company. I mean, there's a lot of games this year.
Mercenaries 2.
Mercenaries 2 is another one. I mean...
And, you know, there's going to be a lot of good portable games coming out this year.
This is very true. Chains of Olympus comes out very soon. That's a big one. I'm sure there's going to be 12 Final Fantasy remakes.
Oh, yeah.
On the DS and the PSP this year.
Yeah.
And then there's Star Ocean.
Yeah, Star Ocean game.
Out this year. And then I just read recently that Shin Megami Tensei has been confirmed for the PS3.
Sweet.
It's coming to the PS3. So,
I think one of the most exciting things to watch this year is going to be the battle back and forth between EA and Activision.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be sick.
I also think this year downloadable games are really going to step it up.
I mean, Xbox Live Arcade so far this year has been phenomenal with Metal Slug right out of the gate, followed by Omega 5.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a back-to-back punch right there of just great. And I love downloadable games. I mean, they're so much fun. So I'm looking forward to see what PSN does this year with their downloadable games. They had some pretty solid titles last year.
Yeah.
I think you're definitely... The one thing I will concretely say you're going to see for PSN next year is you're going to see an increase in the number of PlayStation 1 games available for download. A huge increase.
I think that's a good thing. I think Microsoft kind of dropped the ball with their Xbox Originals. They did like 5 and then they just stopped.
Right.
So it's like, and if you think about it, like, does anybody really have any Xbox Originals that they're dying to download?
No, because all the ones that they've released so far, I think I own.
Exactly.
On
and
the
then
original
what
Xbox.
What else are they going to do? I mean, they could do a Knights of the Old Republic.
Right.
You know, it's just, I don't know.
Take up the rest of the hard disk space.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's the one big thing that Sony has on their side is Lineage. So, oh, yeah. I mean, they've got a huge library to draw from.
That's another big thing that really pisses me off about Sony is their removing of backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a huge thing. With PlayStation 2 titles still coming out that are worth playing, and you're going to remove it from your system.
Right. I think the other thing I'd like to see in 2008 is, granted, now you can, which is just an amazing feature if you have both the PlayStation 3 and the PSP, is you can play the PlayStation 1 games that you download off the store on your PSP. It would be nice to be able to download games directly from the PlayStation Store to your PSP instead of having to stream from the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's another big thing they need to do.
Yeah.
Another big thing is you forget about all the Sony franchises that they haven't talked about that they could bring back. Like, I mean, we're getting a Wipeout, like HD, like a download.
Oh, yeah. I love Wipeout.
But imagine after they finish that, they go into a Jet Moto.
Right.
They go do a Rallycross.
And the Wipeout HD isn't even the new Wipeout that they're working on.
No, it's not. The new Wipeout's put on the MotorStorm engine.
Right.
Oh, and another game that I predict. This is another prediction. I think it's announced this year, a Siphon Filter for the PS3.
Yeah, it would completely shock me if they didn't announce Siphon Filter.
Oh, after the success of the PSP ones,
versions, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they've actually taken it from being a shitty game back to being a good game,
right,
like it was when it started.
When it started, yeah.
So
if they do announce Siphon Filter for the PS3, I really hope that they get the same developers from the PlayStation portable version.
And not the one from the shitty PS2 version.
Yeah.
God, the game was terrible.
Yeah. They need to lock them down. And
I'd love a new Siphon Filter. I mean, that in and of itself could easily compete with Microsoft's exclusive Splinter Cell title this year. Like, easily.
Right.
But as a whole, 2008 looks amazing on paper. Right?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It looks amazing.
And, like I said, we've spent most of the time talking about the stuff coming out on the PlayStation 3 this year, but I honestly think that Microsoft just hasn't shown their hand yet.
No,
I'm sure they have a lineup
that'll
maybe not match Sony's, but get close. We just got to wait and see what it is.
And I think that was their goal with E3 last year, with only showing their 2007 releases. They didn't want you to see anything in 2008. Or that could have been because they knew Bizarre and Bungie.
Right, were leaving.
So they didn't want to talk about that. And that's another thing, a rumor floating around, is that Bizarre is working on the new Bond game.
Nice.
So, because it's owned by Activision, and Bizarre is owned by Activision, so. And we'll have to see how their shooting mechanics follow up with them when we play the club.
Right.
Which, we'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know. There's a lot of good games coming out this year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I would see these console companies announcing. I mean, Nintendo's kind of out of franchises. Unless they announce a new Pikmin or Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing.
They've been talking about Animal Crossing for like 2 years, and we still never heard anything about a Wii version.
Also,
makes no sense to me.
Also heard a rumor that new Pikmin.
It seems like it would be tailor-built for the Wii.
It does, but at the same time, is there anybody that really cares? The first one took off a little bit because it was different. The second one just kind of died. It was DOA. That's another game we forget about. Ninja Gaiden 2 is due out this year.
Yeah, speaking of DOA and...
Speaking of DOA and crazy Itagaki.
Yeah.
We have Ninja Gaiden 2 coming out this year.
Absolutely.
So that's one of Microsoft's big titles, obviously, but...
Not that anyone cares. Alone in the Dark kind of slipped under the radar.
Alone in the Dark, I think, is in peril a lot because Atari's in peril.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them sell that IP over to another developer, which means the other developer is going to take it and rework it and re-release it, like, next year.
Right.
Which wouldn't surprise me in the least, because Atari is just, like, ready to fall off the map.
It's sad.
It's really kind of sad.
For people who grew up with Atari... Atari still has a lot of fond connections in my mind, so the thought of them going out of business is pretty sad.
It really is.
It's not like when Acclaim went out of business. Like, when Acclaim went out of business, I was a little upset at first, just because of, once again, the connection from the NES era. But they'd made so much crap that it was like, you're not even the same... You're not even the same anymore.
I was mad when the Acclaim went under because of the Red Star. Hmm.
They lost that. Yeah. But they, it made its way out, just like yeah. Turok got sold to somebody else. So.
Turok's another one.
Turok's another game that's come out this year.
Thing is, though, another game that I really enjoyed, game series, is Wizards and Warriors, which was Acclaim. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Oh, shit. There's a big game we completely forgot about.
What's that?
Too Human.
Holy crap.
How did we miss that?
How did you forget about Too Human? I don't know what brought that up. I just started thinking about it. I'm like, Dennis Dyack and Too Human, man.
Yeah.
Yep. My goodness. So Microsoft does have a few titles. I mean, Alan Wake, Too Human, Ninja Gaiden.
I'm a little concerned about Too Human, though, now, too. Because, you know, there's still legal wrangling back and forth between Epic and
Apparently the game itself is...
Yeah, but there's issue, apparently, with the way it was rewritten. Because there's apparently stuff borrowed from Unreal Engine. Not borrowed, but reverse-engineered from
Reverse engineered.
Yeah, and so there's some headache about that, too. So hopefully they'll just get it all cleared out and we can move on.
We can play the game.
Everybody knows that Unreal Engine has issues, but it's also brought us some of the best games in the last generation, so.
What isn't using Unreal Engine 3?
Very few games.
Not much.
Which is why Epic have a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Gears of War 2, they're just like, cha-ching.
Which is like why Cliffy B has enough money to keep his hair looking that ridiculous.
All right. We'll move on. We have a few questions that we're going to answer this week. And then
we're back to the question and answer section?
Yeah, we actually got some.
Nice.
But we didn't have any last week, so. All right. First up, are you joshing? He's always got these long...
He does. He always has some great questions.
He says, controls, controls, controls. We've all become attached to our two thumbsticks and triggers. This generation, the Wii and Sony took a risk with Wiimote... Did that say Wiimote Line?
Wiimote.
Line and the six axes. What kind of controllers do you think predict to see in the next two generations, and what would you like to see? For me, I'm a traditionalist. Just continue with the two sticks and the triggers.
Yeah, it seems to be working the best.
I don't like change.
I hate change.
I don't like change. I don't want motion controls. I like, and I've expressed this before, I like the way Sony does it when the developers do it right, where they just have a little waggle in there.
Right.
It's a feature.
Just a little waggle.
Just a little waggle, where the waggle's built around the game, not the game built around the waggle.
Yeah.
That's what I like. I don't see it changing much. I see motion control on all three of the next systems. Some form or fashion.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't see it changing much in the next generation.
Yeah, I mean, the only I think next generation will stick with, they'll have triggers and sticks. It wouldn't shock me to see some stuff being borrowed back and forth. Obviously the motion control, but it wouldn't shock me to see one of the big three, maybe Nintendo, maybe Microsoft, maybe Sony, follow the Wii's route and have two separate controllers with both hands. Instead of one controller that fits together with both your hands on it, it wouldn't shock me to see, left stick, left trigger, some other stuff on one hand, right stick, right trigger, other buttons on the other hand.
And it would be really nice if there was not a wire that went between them.
Right.
This is true. Or you could have the iToy motion.
Yeah.
So apparently Sony's toying around with that, where you don't even need a remote. You just move gestures.
Right.
Yeah.
Registers in 3D movement. Forward, backward, left, right, all that.
Because that went over well.
Totem Ball was awesome.
Yeah.
Totem Ball was the worst game I ever played in my life.
His next question is, wireless racing wheel and pedals. Any of you guys own one of these? How is it? I was thinking about getting one and modding my Lazy Boy into a race car.
Nice. That would be awesome. You know what? Even though I don't have one, you should totally do that and take a picture of it.
Yeah, you should definitely take a picture. For me, I hate them. I can't stand racing wheels. I've never liked them. I much prefer an analog stick, but that's just my preference. I think they're cool.
Yeah.
I think they're cool, but I just never got into them.
I don't know if you're a racing fan. You play all the racing games.
You probably would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Especially like the real fancy Microsoft wheel.
Yeah, my problem with the wheels is they're way too expensive.
Yeah, that's like $100.
Yeah,
like
$30. I had a racing wheel, though, for the original PlayStation that I loved, but I haven't had one since just because they're so expensive.
I actually heard a complaint about the really expensive wheel.
You can't, catches on fire?
Yeah.
No, you can't rotate it as much as a real car.
Really?
Hmm. I don't know.
It only rotates so far and then just stops. Huh. So.
I tried to like racing wheels for a while, and I bought so many different ones. I just don't like them. I just never have.
Yeah, they always take up room, and they're clunky, and it adds more of a fussle when you're trying to get into a game.
Right.
Fussle.
Yeah, fussle.
Most memorable, he said, most memorable gaming news stories of 07. What are yours? Activision buying Blizzard.
Yeah, that's
that was
a big
huge
one.
For me. Am I the only one that has...
No. And Bungie leaving.
Bungie leaving.
Yeah,
Bungie.
That was huge.
That was a big one.
Yeah, Bungie leaving was...
I don't know if I call that memorable, but...
Well,
it was memorable.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
A bad way for Microsoft, not anybody else.
Right.
I mean, my biggest news story of 2007 was the Capcom Megaton announcement, which ended up being Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
That's my big news story.
Another big news story is my severe disappointment at E3 Nintendo conference when they're like, "Oh, it's the Nintendo Wii Fit." It's the Wii Fit. And next thing you know, about a week and a half later, I sold my Wii.
And then your parents bought one.
And then when Mario Galaxy came out, man, I regretted it so bad. Please disregard my voice talking. I've been sick lately. I'm healing though. I should be
good to know that you're healing.
I should be
off the DL next week.
I should be good by next podcast.
All right, this next question is definitely going to be fun for you. Gaming swag. I know you guys must have some dorky action figures or something. What are they and where are they?
Some dorky action figures?
Yeah.
We know you've got some good gaming swag.
Well, I got a... You mean, like, specifically from... Yeah. I was about to say Lost Planet. And I also got the Conan figure, even though I didn't buy the game.
You're terrible.
That's
awful.
Yeah, I should be slapped.
Well, the coolest one I've seen is Mr. Peterson has it.
The guns.
Yeah, the Stranglehold guns. Those are pretty cool. I can't imagine you could get those anywhere else.
No.
I've seen some cool... I have Aqua Teen golf balls. Yeah, those are pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I have a lot of action figures, but they're all in a box because I'm married now and I'm not allowed to put my toys on the shelves anymore. But
I've got boxed still the figures that they gave out with Star Wars Battlefront.
I have those too. I actually have two Tomb Raider figures still in the package, the original. Plus, nice. I have a statue of her from Tomb Raider 3.
So are we going way back now?
Dude, you can go as far back as you want. Talk about your Mega Man statue. That thing
yes.
is damn, dude. I'm so jealous of that thing.
Dude, way back in 97. No,
Mega
it was,
Man 8?
Yeah, Mega Man 8 for the PlayStation.
I think it was 97,
98. Yeah. There was a... in the instruction manual, it said you could order a free Mega Man action figure just because you purchased the game. And I sent it out. And I remember it was like took forever, and it was like 3 months later I received like a letter in the mail saying, "Oh, we're sorry that we haven't given you your figure yet, but we changed contractors or something like that, and we're making a figure with another company." And I'm just like, "Okay." So it took like 6 or 7 months for me to receive my figurine. And it is freaking awesome. It's completely resin. It's like a resin statue figure of Mega Man. And it's numbered on the bottom of the foot, and they only made 1,000 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
that thing is badass.
How big is it?
It's about...
like 6-8 inches?
About 7 inches.
No, it's not quite 7 inches. It's probably about 5.5. But... But the thing is, it actually has weight to it. It doesn't feel hollow or clanky or anything. Huh. It actually has weight to it, and it's made out of resin. So I'm thinking it's like pure wet resin.
Nice.
It's all hand painted, and he's like in this action pose. And I don't even set it up, man. I just keep it in its little box that it was delivered with. With it says Capcom on it. It's got a certificate of authenticity. Man, my voice is going crazy. But, yeah. That's probably my favorite video game souvenir of all time. And I've searched Mega Man resin figure, like, several times on eBay. No, I've never seen one on the internet.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that it's so rare that you don't see it. And if you do see it, I'm actually interested in knowing how much that thing is worth.
You could go on Antique Roadshow.
There yeah, so if anybody on the forums knows how much the Mega Man resin figure that was given out for Mega Man 8, I would really like to know, like,
nice,
like have an idea of how much that thing is worth.
I got some cool swag, I guess. I got some uncool swag too, but I've got the little Ryu bust where it's just like him from the shoulders up.
Oh,
or
yeah, I have that. That thing's tiny.
Yeah,
looks
it's
like an
tiny
eraser.
Yeah.
An eraser?
Nintendo. We got some cool swag from Nintendo.
Yeah, we did.
I've got an entire drawer, like seriously, probably 6 or 7 long sleeve Nintendo shirts.
Yeah.
That are black, and it says "Who are you" on the front, and then it says Nintendo down the sleeve.
Actually, I got a hoodie for
yeah,
that.
I've got a hoodie yeah. as well. And then we got, I think I gave all of them away, but I had a Metroid Prime shirt that was,
the green one?
Yeah.
I have that one.
It's like army green.
Yeah.
And, we had a box of it, and I just gave them out, I think.
The Mario Striker jersey.
Yeah. Mario Striker jersey.
I still have that somewhere.
Yeah. But I think the coolest, the one that I like the most that I have is, and I'm glad I kept them, the Psychonauts pre-order gift was playing cards, but they're playing cards done in the style of the neon black velvet paintings that the one crazy guy does in the asylum.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're really, really cool playing cards. So I still have those. I have a, I have a Donkey Konga shot glass.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I remember when they gave us those. I think the worst swag that I ever got, though, was at an E3 when Turok... Which Turok was it?
Probably Evolution.
Evolution came out. They had, and you remember the commercials where like people would cut themselves and they'd be like, they can smell blood.
Right.
They actually gave us a first aid kit that came with gauze and like
nice.
Bandages and wrap and stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what am I going to do with a first aid kit? It's ridiculous. And I think another one of the coolest swags I've seen is when Metal Gear Solid 3 came out, they sent the press a little can of snake meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of nasty.
Oh, man.
You want to open it and eat it? You have no idea what's in there.
Hey, this is going way back. Do you guys remember back in the mid-80s?
He wasn't even born yet.
Certain toy stores and department stores had a section called the World of Nintendo.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, where it was like a mini Nintendo store in the middle of a department store. I remember a toy store called Children's Palace.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. From
CP, baby.
Way back. I remember that they had like little pins and everything. You could buy all kinds of like little Nintendo souvenirs. Yep. And
I used to have some of those. That was the original. Like you see people now with like the little mushroom
from
Mario
like
pins
Hot Topic and stuff.
Or mushroom patches or whatever. That was the original mushroom patches and pins and all that stuff. I used to have when I was a kid, I had a little figurine of Mario in the raccoon suit, but I don't know whatever happened to it. It was like a little picture of him with his arms behind him like he was flying or whatever in the raccoon suit, but I don't know whatever happened to it. So it disappeared.
I have boxes and boxes of shit like that.
Yeah.
I have like all the Pokeballs from Burger King.
Wow.
Like every one of them.
I don't think I would admit that.
Yeah, I do. I have all of them.
Come to think of it, the Mario thing might have even come from McDonald's. I don't remember.
Yeah, it did.
Did it?
It did.
I think it did.
Because I remember McDonald's had a Mario 3 promotion.
Yeah. So I had some of those. I had a when Super Mario World came out, I had a little figurine too of Mario riding Yoshi, but I don't know whatever happened to that either. That disappeared.
Lots of cool swag. We should get a digital camera and
yeah.
take pictures
of
some of our stuff.
Take pictures of some of the stuff. I'd have to go out to my garage and empty my boxes. Alright, his next question. Okay, I'm going to skip that question. Did you see Britney Spears getting carried out in an ambulance? What the fuck was up with that?
I don't know. Crack whore?
It's Britney Spears, I'm not. You guys should look in and see if there's a movie theater that'll let you rent it. Unless we've discussed this on many occasions. We want to do this. None of us are rich.
No.
Just hook up a 360 or a PS3.
There are ways around that, you know.
I'm sure there are, but, you know.
Let me use my contacts.
Oh, contacts, huh?
Yeah, contacts.
Predictions for 08, we kind of did that. Preview the review, we haven't got back to that yet.
No, we'll get to that.
We'll get back to that. Blu-ray versus HD DVD, which one's better? They're both the same.
I still think the market's too new for that.
The market is too new for that, but, you know, it's the same.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
Same crap.
All right, next question, Little Bush.
Little Bush.
What do you take 2007 as far as gaming as a whole? What you like, dislike? We kind of discussed that
a
lot already.
I pretty much liked all of 2007.
2007 was great.
It was a great year.
08, what do you think will be the three sleeper titles? His are Infamous, Dark Sector, and Brothers in Arms, which we forgot about Dark Sector.
Yeah, we did forget about
Dark Sector.
That
does look pretty good.
Yeah.
Sleeper hits, I'm never really sure what's going to be a sleeper hit.
Yeah, those are pretty difficult to guess.
I think Infamous has a good chance.
Yeah, those are three pretty good. I don't know about Brothers in Arms being
Brothers in Arms
hit.
I worry about because I don't know. I mean, I think it looks good, but I don't know.
I think Infamous, Dark Sector, both of those are pretty good picks.
Yeah, for sleeper, definitely.
Deep Space has a chance.
If it makes it out this year, Duke Nukem Forever.
More like Duke Nukem Never.
Yeah.
No kidding there.
I don't know. What do you think will be game of the year in 08? a little early for this.
Yeah, that's really early. I have no idea.
If I had to guess right now, it was Metal Gear Solid, but... If I had to make a bet right now, if it was like dependent and I had to choose one, it would probably be Metal Gear Solid.
I'd say...
Yeah, if I was a betting man, Metal Gear Solid.
I'd say Metal Gear Solid. I'd say the game of the years for the respective platforms will probably be Brawl, Metal Gear Solid, and Gears of War if it makes it out.
Brawl only if Mario Kart doesn't make it out.
Right.
That'll be a fight. Brawl and Mario Kart will be a fight to the
end.
Right.
Yeah.
But Smash Brothers always gets hugely high scores, so.
And I just think it'd be kind of neat if, like, runner-up for, like, game of the year would be Too Human.
It would be neat. I hope.
It would be very interesting.
That would be interesting.
I have high expectations for Too Human.
It would be like, you know, a classic comeback story.
Yeah.
You know, where it would be development time. You go through the trials and tribulations through negative press. And then, you know, the guy, what's his name?
Dennis Dyack.
Yeah, Dennis Dyack. Yeah, thank you. It'd be like a success story of like the lows and then the high of when they release it. You know what I'm saying? That'd be an awesome story in like past tense. But the problem is it's not past tense. Right. It's still yet to happen. So I'm really curious about that game. That's probably the game of the year that I'm most curious about.
Yeah, I have high expectations for Too Human. I think it's going to be... I hope it's going to be awesome because I like the idea behind it, the concept behind it.
Yeah. All
and right. If anybody watched the trailer that they released last year on the Xbox Live Marketplace,
the
where he walks into the bar and
he...
Yeah, that was so cool. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so cool.
All right, final question is going to roll us out of the show, and it's probably one of the most difficult questions that I have ever heard, and I respect this question. It's very good. This comes from Unreal Arbiter. He says, okay, this is a serious question and may decide your future in the hearts of many gamers alike. Says, now that you've had sufficient time to play on both Xbox 360 and PS3, tell us this. If you had to pick only one of them to continue with for the rest of the gaming future, which one would you pick?
Holy crap. Oh my.
Now see, here's the question. Do I get to keep replacing the 360 or do I only get one?
That's true.
That is a good question.
Wow.
That is a good question. Jeez. Man.
Because if you think about it, you got to think about it in all the tenses. Like, you don't get to play Metal Gear Solid if you choose 360.
Well, it's coming down to the fact that I don't know how many games are going to be exclusive to each console anymore.
That's another thing that you got to think about. You got to think about the games that are exclusive and which ones would you rather play. Would you rather play Metal Gear? Would you rather play Ninja Gaiden?
See, now, is he talking about for the rest of our lives, the only system we're allowed to play?
I mean,
for the next, like, 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Console lifespan, this is all you can play for the rest of your console lifespan. You only
get like the next 3 or 4, maybe even 4 years. If you can only had one.
See, that's tough with Sony making Sony games Microsoft and
it's hard to pick. It's all Metal Gear for me. All
right, we're putting it on. Justin, to you first.
Well, I don't have a PS3 or a Wii.
He said between PS3 and 360.
Oh, the Wii's not involved.
Wii's not involved. You get all it right. Anyway.
yeah. It's hard for me to make a decision. I don't have one personally. I've seen games played on it, but I can't be, you know, can't pick PS3 not having one.
That's so, fair enough. Since you don't have one, you would default.
I mean,
to
let me get back in the workforce, get some money coming in. Let me buy my PS3, pick up some games, and you know, I'll get back to you in the next 2 years.
All right. Well, Gambus Khan, it is time for you to make your decision. You only get one of them.
Okay. Here's a question within the question. Is it from, like, this day forward, or was it from the start of the generation to begin with?
That's a good
this
question.
This day forward.
This day forward.
Okay, this day forward. Okay, so it'd be like if two of my systems just automatically disappeared.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, crap. Oh, man.
Wow, way to put him on the spot.
Well, somebody's got to
hey,
be...
Hey, This is a fight between PS3 and the Wii.
Really?
Well, the Wii's not involved, so.
The Wii's not involved?
No, it's not even. It's not even a factor.
Okay, PS3. Wow. Not just because Metal Gear, but also Star Ocean, Final Fantasy 13, all like 7 or 8 of the Final Fantasy 13s.
But that's 13s. Also taking into account the live service they each provide, and all that. You got a lot to think about. Rethink your answer.
He doesn't like your answer, apparently.
Well, thing is, I mean, a lot of your good multiplayer games are multi-console now.
He's
so,
well, that's what I was saying before. You know, we make a discussion. It's a hard decision.
It is a hard decision,
and I don't think it's fair to even pick one because you got great games on both.
Well, it's
systems.
Just a hypothetical question.
Well, I'm just saying. It's.
Basically, it's the if you were stranded on a desert island, which system would
which
you
one?
Take kind
right.
of thing. Yeah, it's what it is. It's a good question. Would you
it
go PS3?
I'd go PS3 now. A year ago, I'd probably go 360. Hmm. Definitely 360 a year ago. But since it's 08, I think there's going to be a changing of the tide. And I think PS3 is really going to come into its own. I don't think it's going to destroy 360 because 360's got so much of a legacy and head lead. But I think that 08 is going to have a lot more notoriety to PS3, and I don't think PS3 will actually overtake 360 until probably 09, maybe 010. I mean, maybe 10, 210, 010,
2010,
2010.
All right, so it comes on to you.
You know, it's it is a tough decision.
Yes.
But not for the same reasons as it probably is for most people. Because unlike most of the people in this room, I am not a huge Metal Gear fanboy. I like the Metal Gear Solid games.
Yeah.
The first
yeah.
one was amazing. The second one, the gameplay was great. The storyline completely ruined it for me.
Oh, I love the storyline.
But I didn't. I still thought it was an amazing game, but the storyline was just bleh to me. And then when Snake Eater came out, I tried 3 different copies of it, and all 3 of them were broken in some way. So I never got to beat it. But I'm not. I'm just not as huge on the Metal Gear. I think 4 is going to be amazing, but I'm not just a huge fanboy for the series. I also prefer the Forza series to the Gran Turismo series. Personal preference.
Gran Turismo, man.
So
as much as it pains me to be losing Uncharted 2 and God of War 3 and other PlayStation exclusive franchises, I would have to go with the Xbox 360 simply because if a Knights of the Old Republic sequel is released, I imagine it will be on the 360. The Mass Effect sequel will be on the 360. A BioShock sequel would be on the 360. I prefer Xbox Live to the PlayStation Network. Also, and this is something that I didn't think about until just now, but a lot of the games that I still play, as far as backwards compatibility goes, were on the original Xbox. So I don't want to lose my original Xbox backwards compatibility. I have to go with the 360. As much as it pains me to lose a lot of the games on the PlayStation 3.
Well, that's understandable.
I think I would be losing out more if I got rid of my 360.
I can see where you're coming from because you're not in the RPGs and you're not into
right.
Metal Gear Solid.
Well, I'm not into Japanese RPGs.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm into I love Western RPGs.
Yeah.
I'm not huge on the only Japanese RPG that I really, really got attached to was Skies of Arcadia.
Oh, there's rumors
yeah.
that there might be a sequel.
Yeah, and if they make another one of those, it'll
be
multi platform. So
it'll be
it
on
might
the Wii.
Be on the Wii, to be
it'll
honest.
It'll be on the Wii.
But
it would be a good Wii game.
It would. So but I mean I'm not huge on the JRPG side. I'm like I said, I'm not a huge Metal Gear fanboy. I like Forza to Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
So I would go with the Xbox 360.
Well, considering that, man, that'd be a good choice for you, man.
Well then.
Uh-oh. On to you. I'm sure I'm
zero
probably gonna
tolerance.
Get, probably gonna get raided as a fanboy. For my choice.
I will probably be right there along with you because I just can't see giving up my Xbox 360. As much as I love Metal Gear, as much as I love God of War, I cannot give up 100 great games for 2 outstanding games to me. It's just not a fair trade-off for me. And I still believe that Metal Gear will eventually make it to the 360. I could not miss a Killer Instinct. I could not miss a Ninja Gaiden. I couldn't miss a Gears of War. I can't miss a Halo.
I could miss a Gears of War.
I'm sure you can. I can't miss first-person shooters online. I don't want to give up my Xbox Live. I don't want to give up my 360 experience.
Yeah.
I just don't.
But if you're on this desert island...
It never said we were on a desert island. I was just talking as a hypothetical question. I'd have Wi-Fi through a satellite.
I got lost on the brain, so if you were in the hatch and you were playing the 360 and you had to press the numbers and you had to press the execute button, and I'm going off topic.
And you might have just spoiled some Lost for people that haven't seen it. Shame on you.
Oh, they don't even know what I'm talking about.
The series, plural, that I really, really like are either multi-plat or they're Xbox exclusive.
The only ones that hurt me are God of War and Metal Gear.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I want to play those other games. Don't get me wrong, but...
The things that hurt me are Uncharted and sorry, my brain just completely shut down and stopped working.
God of War.
God of War are the two that hurt me, but I'll get a God of War on my PSP. So, because he didn't say anything about handhelds. Actually, the other thing that kills me is MLB The Show is PlayStation 3 exclusive,
yeah.
But I'll have to get that on my PSP as well.
Yeah, you have to live with the stripped down versions.
Right.
That was a very good and tough
That's an
question.
Incredibly good and tough question.
Yeah.
I had to think about it the whole time while you guys were going through it. I had to think about it. I'm like, do I really want to give up Metal Gear and God of War and Infamous and Uncharted 2? And my God.
Thank God none of us are forced to make that choice.
Yes, if I ever make that choice, I might go insane.
And I'll just say this. Part of my decision for choosing PS3 was obviously because of the faulty hardware.
That's why I said at the beginning, do I at least get to replace
right.
it?
Yeah, that was predicated on the fact that I would get to replace it once it ringed out.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's not just because of my experiences. I get pissed off when I just hear someone else's system, like, going dead on them. It makes me mad even if it's not mine.
Right.
I just hate hearing about it.
All right. Well, that wraps up this week's show, and we're still deciding on a topic for next week, so make sure you hop in there. Continue to ask questions because they are fun.
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of the show every week.
I know. It is mine, too. And if you have any more suggestions, and then, of course, go in and fill out the sponsored by section.
Yes,
continue to feed those.
Keep
those.
Keep throwing them in there, and then next Saturday, excuse me, we'll you guys vote on which one you like the best, and it'll be the sponsored by commercial before the news quickie section.
But that pretty much wraps up the show for this week, so make sure you stop by the forums, continue to give us input, and be sure to tune in next week for another great episode as we continue away.
Great.
Well, yeah. Mr. Khan, make it great.
Great? Okay. Keep in mind, though, I'm sick.
The sun will rise, burning faces staring back at it. As it shines oh so bright, you can't deny what we had was something special. And I wait on the day when you are finally out of my mind. The day. Share our lives as one. The time goes by, turning days into months now. We've learned to grow apart, but are we really happy now? Today. Just turn back the time. I know that now we are just two different people whose love burned one day, but now that flame has died. The day. Someday you will find that.
get the Voltron headset.
Damn.
Say something now.
Damn.
It took three mountain lions and a sword to make that headset.
Shit.
That's awesome.